From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca, reporting. President-elect Trump's first extended TV interview. Since winning the U.S. presidential election, Republican Donald Trump has softened his rhetoric, sparking questions about whether he will fulfill his campaign promises. He also has praised his Democratic opponent Hillary Clinton and her husband, former President Bill Clinton, as well as President Barack Obama. The president-elect answered some of these questions in an interview with the CBS television network, aired Sunday. Zlatica Hoek reports.
In an interview for the CBS TV program 60 Minutes, he reaffirmed his intention to erect a wall along the border with Mexico, but conceded that in certain areas it would only be a fence. Republicans in Congress have made it clear they're not assembling a force to deport an estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants, as Trump has promised to do. In the 60 Minutes interview, he insisted that some of them will be deported.
What we are going to do is get the people that are criminal and have criminal records, gang members, drug dealers, we have a lot of these people, probably 2 million, it could even be 3 million. We're getting them out of our country or we're going to incarcerate.
Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
Mr. Trump said he would repeal President Obama's signature health care program, but replace it simultaneously with another one that retains some of the provisions from so-called Obamacare. Muslim leaders in Mauritania have urged authorities to execute a blogger who's been sentenced to death for apostasy for challenging decisions taken by Islam's prophet Muhammad. The blogger has been in custody for nearly 3 years. If carried out, his execution will be the first in the country since 1987. Mauritania is an Islamic Republic